so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
What was it you needed? I couldn't understand you.
Sorry about that. Your zip code, please, if you don't mind.
Oh, 67601.
67601.
Right.
And what was that first and last name, please?
Maxine Ziegler, C-I-E-G-L-E-R.
C-I-G-L-E-R?
C-I-E-G-L-E-R.
May I ask what you're calling in reference to today?
Yes, I just, I looked at my credit card statement, and I have two different billings on here with this phone number that are like $49.97. I didn't order anything, and I don't know what that's for.
Is there a different last name that it could possibly be under?
No, I don't think so, nope.
Let's see here.
One was, it's been on two statements, and I didn't see the first one. I didn't notice it, but I don't, there isn't anything I ordered that I don't even know what you sell.
More customer service for several different companies. So without having an account pulled up, I wouldn't know for sure either which one it was that was billing you.
Okay.
But I'm not finding anything. 1 minute, sorry.
Amazing value.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. That could be any number of things. A lot of these companies are billed under the name of the parent companies who own them, but we know the names of the companies. You said C-I-E-G-L-E-R.
Z as in zebra. I-E-G-L-E-R. And Maxine's the first name.
What date were you being billed?
Well, there's one on 12/11 and one on 1/11. I need to get those stopped, and I should get a refund. I didn't order a thing or ask for anything.
And there's not a different first name it could be under or anything like that?
No, it's just Maxine, M-A-X-I-N-E, and the last name is Ziegler, Z as in zebra. I, E, a G as in go, L, E, R.
M, A, X, I, E, N, E?
No, M, A, X, I, N, E.
Let's try that. I don't have anything under that first name. There's not, you don't have like a spouse or anything whose name it might be under?
No, I don't. My spouse has died quite some time ago. It's just under Maxine. Could be Maxine R, but I have no other name or anything.
And you were billed $49.97.
Right. So it's on two different billings here.
The only thing I have that was billed on those dates was declined. Did you order like a neck massager or a foot massager or a dash cam or some sort of gadget where it would have been the shipping and handling that you paid for?
Oh, there was a foot massager. That's on here too for $7.45. That's all I should have had to pay.
Do you have a middle name that you go by?
No, just R.
What does R stand for?
Ruth.
That's it. Can I have you confirm that shipping address just to confirm I'm at the correct account?
The shipping address would have been 2910 Skyline Drive, Hayes, H-A-Y-S, Kansas, 67601.
Well, then that wouldn't be it.
There's some other numbers here. Would that help if I gave you those?
No, we wouldn't be able to look it up by a reference number.
Okay. And the only name it says is Amazing Value, and then some numbers. And then it had this telephone number that I called you. My guess is it'll probably keep being billed, and it can't. I've just got to get it off of there because it's not mine.
If I can get located, we can certainly get you taken care of. I've just got to find it.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Well, I found it through the phone number you called in on. You said 2910 Skyline Drive.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it looks like it was the name Maxine, and then the phone number was put in instead of a last name, but I've got it right here. With that shipping address. So I've got the foot massager. It was $7.45 shipping and handling. Did you see where it explained in the terms and conditions page that when you got that, you also received access to our gadget store, which does have a monthly membership fee of $49.97?
Oh, no, I never saw that. And I never agreed to that at all.
So that would have been where you would have had to check the box. I agree to the terms and conditions. It would have been in those terms and conditions, but I can certainly cancel that for you.
Oh, yeah, please cancel. And can you refund my money? Because I didn't intend to do that. And, of course, I haven't used any service or anything. I don't even – the foot massager wasn't what I expected anyway. I should never have even answered it. But, I'll be glad to pay the $7.45 for that. I did get it. But not for any of this other.
Well, so we do have a fairly strict no refund policy because that would have had to have been agreed to on the terms and conditions, but I could provide you a one-time courtesy refund of 35% off this most recent charge.
Oh my goodness, you really need to, where can I go some recourse to get this refunded, all of it?
I can check to see if I can get anything further, but because those terms and conditions had to have been agreed to, we typically can't refund the whole thing. I can check though and see if I can get you anything more than 35%.
Well, check and see how much most you can get, but I did not agree to anything like that. I don't think I checked anything like that.
It would have had to have been for the order to be placed. Like, the order wouldn't have been able to have been placed if it wasn't agreed to.
Boy, I wish I wouldn't have then. I wouldn't have if I'd have known it, so what it was. You know, in fact, I think there was some survey I answered, and it sounded like that foot massage would be good, but it isn't any good either, so... I wish I didn't even have it, but I will pay the $7. But I shouldn't have to pay anything else.
Let's see here. So I was approved to go ahead and get you 50% off this most recent charge. So that'd be a total of $28.47 back to you.
Oh, that's terrible because I already paid $49.97 twice. Isn't there some way, is there a supervisor that could give you permission to give me all of it back when I didn't intend to do it? It wasn't anything I want?
That's who approved the 50%. We have to follow that policy. Unfortunately, they would have to follow that too.
And I did not agree to it. If I checked something, I sure didn't agree to anything like that. I would not have at all.
There would have been a box that would have had to have checked before you could process the payment. It would have said, I agree to the terms and conditions, and you can click on them to read them.
Well,
but you have to agree to it for
yeah.
the order to go through.
Well, it had to be some hidden thing that didn't explain what it was for, I'm sure. I don't know what else to do. Is there any other recourse or any way?
No, I do apologize. That would just be the most we would be able to provide.
Well, give me the most you can. I think I will. I'll just have to call my credit card and tell them to not do anything and to give me the. Maybe they can give me the money back or something.
So,
it must be a scam for this to not be able to cancel it.
So for filing a dispute, if that's what you're speaking of, what they would do is come to us and we'd have to provide them with the terms and conditions and everything that would have been. Shown to you when you place the order and stuff. Most often I've found that they don't find in favor that it's fraudulent. Now, if you don't mind, I can go check with my other boss and see if I can get anything further than that, but I would just need you to hold on for me just one moment.
Yeah, try to get me more because I sure didn't want to do that. And I don't have the money to pay for this. I don't want it. I never agreed to it that I know of. I'm sure
certainly. Just bear with me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Right, thank you for that. Thank you for holding. I went ahead and got approval to go ahead and give you a full refund on this most recent charge, which I can certainly go ahead and apply for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. I'm just finishing getting this canceled so you aren't billed anything further.
Okay.
And then I will have your confirmation number for that as well.
Oh, thank you so much. You're great.
Right, whenever you're ready, let me just go ahead and give you that cancellation confirmation number. That refund will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days, depending on how quickly your financial institution processes that sort of thing. So just whenever you're ready, I need to go ahead and give you that confirmation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 2587
2587, was that it?
39080.
Is that it? Let me read it back to you. I'm not sure I got those first ones right. A C is in Charlie. 2587 3980.
080. So 080.
Oh, two zeros on the end.
So it's 080.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. What's your name?
My name is Lauren.
Lauren, you're great, Lauren, and thank you so much. I sure appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
much. Bye.